I'm Daniel Chacon. Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire. This week, my guest is poet, scholar, professor, editor, Jose B. Gonzalez. And he just came out with a new book of poems called Toys Made of Rock. And we're going to talk a little bit about that book and a little bit about Jose. One of the things I would like to say to El Paso people is we truly do have the best Mexican food in the world. This is indisputable. No matter where I'm at across the country, if I run into another Latino and I tell them I'm from El Paso, they say the same thing. Oh, the food is so good there. And it is good. And you know the food is good in El Paso when you go to Mexico for 2 weeks and you can't wait to get back to El Paso for some good Mexican food. I guarantee it's happened to many, many El Pasans. Recently, we went to Cancun. Obviously very touristy, but we could not wait to get back because after a week in Cancun, we just needed some tacos. We just needed some beans. That's one of the great things about El Paso. Although I have to say, I'm a little perturbed that my friends criticize me for eating beans out of the can. They always say the same thing, like, you eat beans out of the can? What kind of Mexican are you? As if you can't have a quick burrito with Rosarita beans, add a little chorizo, a little bit of oil. And even as I'm saying this, my producer is appalled that I would eat beans from a can. See, because she's from El Paso. El Paso people are very self-righteous about their beans. And I wonder if this would extend to other cultures. Like, do you think that white people get mad if you eat Oscar Mayer bologna out of the package? Do they say, oh, you got to make your own bologna? I don't think so. You know, I mean, I don't have time. I don't have 8 hours to make beans and to add all that stuff. So yes, I eat beans out of the can. Okay, there I admitted it. I'm a Chicano. I was born in this country, way in California. I didn't speak Spanish until I was an adult, and now I speak it rather poorly. And I remember when I was a professor at this college in California, I was part of the EOP, Equal Opportunity Program. I was a teacher, and they would have me invite me to their events, and I would, you know, mentor their students. And one time they had an event where they wanted you to bring food to a potluck that represented your culture. And there were Laotians, and there were Vietnamese, and there were African Americans, and there were Latinos, there were Mexicans, and they assumed I was going to bring enchiladas or something. You know what I brought? I brought bologna sandwiches on white bread with mustard, with regular yellow American French mustard. Everybody laughed at me. They go, wait, what is this? I said, well, that's what I grew up on. I grew up on these bologna sandwiches. And you know what? There was lumpia. There were all kinds of beautiful, beautiful noodles. There was pozole. After 10 minutes, that plate of bologna sandwiches was empty. Everybody loved them. So there. Stick around. We're going to talk to Jose B. Gonzalez about his new book, Toys Made of Rock.